Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord tonight. Opening up on tonight. Listen, this is our night of divine poetry, and we are super, super, super excited tonight to be providing a different platform, but it's a welcoming platform. It is a very welcome platform, and I tell you, people of God, listen, this has been Prophetess Everett's long time dream, and of course you know she's gone on to be with the Lord, so we're actually dedicating this night to her. So we're so excited to be doing it, and I'm telling you, this was again her long time dream, and we are just grateful to be here on tonight to look at poetry in a different light, look at expression in a different light. Tonight, our opening was by Christopher. This is Poet Hutcherson, and we're so grateful that he couldn't be with us, but he certainly provided music for us on tonight, and we are grateful. He's actually out of Geneva, Alabama, and we'll talk a little bit more about him, but he'll be providing our music for tonight. So listen, go ahead and call somebody, tell somebody that we are on. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on. Let them know that we would love to have them come and join us on tonight. Again, it's a different platform, but we embrace it. We're grateful. And I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I'm excited and I'm expecting some great, great things out of tonight. Just call somebody. Call somebody. Come tonight. Sit and listen. You don't have to get your pen and paper tonight. Listen, you just want to come and let these words, this poetry, let it soothe your soul, let it provoke your thought, because that's what poetry does, and it speaks to your soul. So again, go ahead and call somebody on tonight. Let us get ready. let us get ready for tonight, for this night of divine poetry. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I am super, super, super excited. However the Lord takes us, that's the way we're going to go, because we just believe, again, listen, we're in the divine will of God. But before we get started, just want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for my leaders, all of our leaders, the leaders that are here on the line. We just appreciate them, each and every one. Thank him for our PNN advisors. We're just grateful tonight. We're grateful tonight. God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing in the earth. And listen, he's doing a new thing right here on the PNN. Did you know that poetry, listen, poetry as an oral art form likely predates written text. As an oral art form, it likely predates written text. The earliest poetry is believed to have been recited or sung, employed as a way of remembering oral history, genealogy, and guess what? Law. Poetry is often closely related to musical traditions, and the earliest poetry exists in the form of, guess what, hymns. Mm-hmm. The earliest forms of poetry exist in the form of hymns and other types of songs, such as chants. Is a verbal art. Can't you see that? A verbal art, spoken word. Word in the beginning was the word, and God spoke in the beginning. Let there be, and there was. Expression, just a verbal expression, is an art. It creates. Many of the poems surviving from the ancient world are recorded prayers or stories about religious subject matter. They also include historical accounts, instructions for everyday living, love songs, and fiction. Poetry, spoken word, speaks to the soul. It preeminates as vibes, a wave of the sea. So listen, let's get ready. Let's get ready for tonight. We have a poet with us. We did have two poets that were coming on the platform, but due to life and unforeseen circumstances, we had one of our poets that are not going to be with us on tonight, but we have a capable poet who is going to listen. I think they call it spit line. Is that what they call it? Your spit line? I don't know what it's called, but listen, he's going to come. And he's going to, you know, just in his own way, come forth and really, really just let the Lord have his way in the gift. I say it's a gift. You know, I wrote the book, The Gift of Prayer. I say also poetry is a gift, the gift of poetry, the gift of spoken word. So I'm excited tonight. Listen, we want to ask you to go ahead again and invite someone, invite a couple of people to come on. Listen, tell them they don't want to miss this. This is our first night. This is actually our very first night of poetry. Listen, go ahead and take somebody, jump on that group text. Listen, the number to have them to text is 339-209-6891. Again, that's 339-209-6891. We would like to welcome all of our listeners. We would like to welcome all of our listeners, those that are listening internationally. We're broadcasting in 59 countries, of course, crossing several different time zones, so you may be listening at different times. But because you're listening, we just want to say thank you, and we just want to welcome you for coming to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone else to come. If by chance you have someone who's not able to get on the network, they can always go out to our Prayer News Network page. They can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and they can click on the link because we're also recording there as well. If they can't go there, they can also go to our new ReArt Prayer Group 52. That's a prayer group, amen. They can go out and take a click there and listen as well. Now listen, if they don't have Facebook, they can Google Prayer News Network. They can actually Google Prayer News Network. Once they Google it, they'll be able to get our link there. All they got to do is click on the logo. Click on our logo, and they are able to just tune right in with us. So we have all covered. If they can't dial in, they can go out to Facebook. If they don't have Facebook, they go out to the web and listen. They can get to us. They can come on in the room. So we're excited. Again, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite a couple of people to come. We don't want them to miss it. Invite them to come. Listen, a lot of times people don't come because they're not reminded. But we want to remind them tonight because we are super excited for this platform on tonight. Again, we are dedicating this platform to our honorary PNN advisor, Prophetess Paula Everett. As stated earlier, she has always desired to do a poetry night, and here we are, you know, now going forth. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but listen, we know that she's just smiling down upon this night. So again, if you would, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come as we prepare for tonight. As we prepare, we just want to have a word of prayer on tonight and listen, get our hearts and get our minds ready because we know that we're going to be blessed. Amen. Poetry comes in so many different forms. There's going to be some poetry about society, some poetry about things that are going on in the earth, poetry about things foreseen or things that, you know, have not even come to pass. Some poetry, of course, giving God praise. Poetry about the eternal, just in many different ways. Like I said, we actually had two poets, and we are here with one tonight. So, but we're excited because we know there's some great things in store. So let us just bow our head and have a word of prayer on tonight before we go into our platform. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless your name. We honor, we glorify you for your goodness. We bless you on tonight for life, health, and strength. We thank you tonight for it's another day that you've kept us. You've kept our minds. You've kept our hearts. And you brought us here to this night. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you tonight for all of your goodness. We thank you tonight. We bless your precious name. We bless you tonight, and we ask you to have your way on tonight. Have your way in each and every one of us on tonight. Cause our hearts and our minds to be open. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, even for those that are traveling now, those that are traveling over the dangerous highways. We thank you for your divine covering. We thank you for your blood covering even now in the precious name of Jesus. We again, oh God, say have your way. We say, oh God, you get the glory, you get the praise. Hide us behind your precious cross, we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Touch hearts on tonight. Touch hearts on tonight. Touch hearts on tonight. Revive, restore in thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, people of God, let's do it. Let's do it tonight. Let's do it tonight. Go ahead and invite a couple of more people. Go ahead and invite a couple of more people as we prepare to bring our first poet on the line. Go ahead and prepare to bring a couple of people on the line tonight, if you will. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. We are ready. We are ready tonight. We are ready tonight. And our poet tonight is a young man. He's very, very, very intelligent. I actually personally know him, and I'm excited for what the Lord is doing in his life right now. I'm excited because God has great things in store for him. I don't know if he knows it all, but I'm telling you, there's greatness inside of him. And so tonight, we want you to open your hearts again, open your minds again, and we're going to bring to the platform none other than Brother Nikita Smith. Brother Nikita.
Greetings, 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 family. Greetings.
Okay, thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you for joining us. We're so excited that you have set aside this time to come and join us on tonight. As stated, we're so very excited. And I know you've been excited because we've been talking throughout the week. And we just want to kind of give our listeners tell our listeners a little bit about you. So can you tell us, first of all, can you tell us where you're from?
Well, actually, I'm from a small town called Sycamore, Florida.
Okay. Now, where is that?
That's up, about 40 miles outside of Tallahassee.
Okay.
Gadsden County, in the Panhandle.
In the Panhandle. There's some good things in the Panhandle. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So how long have you been writing poetry? How long have you been reciting poetry, would you say?
How long, I'm not really sure. I just know when my grandmother passed, I didn't want to see her go on the ground without me saying something over her grave. So mm-hmm. I was working at a place called Bristol Youth Academy, and a young man told me, well, sir, you put words together, so write something. Where I said, I'm not going to sing. So he was like, just put some words together. I said, like what? He said, I don't know, sir, just do something. You ever thought about poetry? Then I said, poetry, what's that? Then, you know, I just put a word together one night, then another night, then another night. Then I say, this all right? And I say, all right, here we go. Mm-hmm. So this is where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm. So that was your first poem?
Actually, it was my first poem I presented in front of a crowd.
Okay. So you probably have a collection that you have been writing for a very long time.
Actually, I had one poem called My Granddaddy's Lake, and I did that in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And some teachers tried to, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's another story. But
mm-hmm.
my grandmother inspired me because she was a real soldier in the community. And
yeah.
I couldn't just wake up and see another day without saying nothing over her grave because she was a great pioneer. So
yeah.
if it weren't for her, then I wouldn't be here tonight. So Luella Carroll,
mm-hmm.
take your hats off to her tonight.
Yes, she was a pioneer. Yes, she was. She was a very strong, strong, strong woman. Yes, she was strong in the faith, you know, held a strong constitution and everything. So we're grateful for that. So you're saying that essentially you really, really kind of discovered your gift, or it really, really came to fruition when at your grandmother's passing. That's when you really began to step in. Was it that you heard where a lot of people just kind of confirming the greatness? Did you not really realize that you were good at poem writing, or was it at that moment that people began to, you know, reaffirm the words, the poetry, and how good it was and how they were inspired?
Well, I just knew I was creative with words, but as far as poetry, I had no idea that I had a gift in that nature, but I just know my grandmother always told me to stand tall and speak
mm-hmm.
firm.
Mm-hmm.
And so standing tall and speaking firm, I always thought, well, you know what? I could do whatever I can do, whatever anybody can do if I stand tall and
mm-hmm.
speak firm. So the poetry just came actually from out of nowhere. I'm very honored and blessed to have that gift because everybody can't do that. And it's a frustrating gift, but
mm-hmm.
I love the gift.
Awesome. It's, awesome, awesome. So let us ask you, so is there a particular kind of poetry that really speaks to your heart, or you know, is it just that, I mean, is there like a certain genre in a certain time, like love poetry or poetry about society or any particular, or are you just kind of over the spectrum?
Well, I'm mostly... I'm over the spectrum, but okay. I actually do majority funerals, mm-hmm. events like that. But if you give me a title, we'll work with that. We'll go from there. I mean, you just give me a title, and we'll make it happen some type of way. Just give me a little time. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. We got a few poems for you tonight.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I think we're ready. We're not going to take all your breath away just talking about you because we do want our audience to hear some of this greatness. So what is the title of your first poem that you're going to do for us?
Well, the first poem is called There's a Time. This, I'm going to start off cold, but y'all just stay with us, stay online. We're going to warm up in a minute. We're going to start off real simple. Then we're going to go there.
All right. Let's do it. You have the platform.
Okay. It's called There's a Time. To everything, there's a season. To everything that happens, there's a reason. There's a time to be born. There's a time to mourn. To live, there's a time to die. There's a time to be wise when you're told a bunch of lies. There's a time to be ill. There's a time to heal. If you have to defend yourself, it might be a time to kill. There's a time to lose. There's a time to choose. There's a time the crowd will come. That's the time you need to move. You can act like a dummy, but don't be nobody's fool. There's a time to refrain. There's a time to suffer and have pain. We all have made mistakes, but there's a time to maintain. There's a time to have courage, time to be brave. Tomorrow is not promised. Today, you need to get saved. There's a time to love. There's a time to hate. We all have a special appointment. Odette will never be late. There's a time to be humble. There's a time to be strong. I'd rather have my flowers now. It's too late when I'm already gone. Every day you wake up, you should let your light shine. One day you might not get up. There will be a time.
Awesome, awesome. That's a powerful message. Time, time, time. You know, we often waste so much time. I mean, even, you know, as you began to go, my mind went back to Ecclesiastes. And I'm telling you that Ecclesiastes, it's right there for us to reconsider what we're doing, why we're doing it. There's a time for all things. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. So let us ask you now, how long does it usually take you to write a poem?
That's a good question. Now, that poem, actually, believe it or not, I was just sitting there just writing. And that's actually one of the quickest poems I ever wrote.
Mm.
Although I have some poems that's 4 days, 4 months, frustrate me, put the book down, throw the pen away. But that poem right there was easy. I don't know how, but it was just simple. There's a time, there's a time, there's a time. But it takes time for certain poems. Sometimes it's easy, depending on what mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the drilling in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's how that goes.
How are you usually inspired to write poems? What is there anything in particular?
Yes, people.
Mm.
People always, I had an auntie named Katie. She said that she was my number one fan. And my cousin, along with Carol wife, she said the same thing, that I was her number one fan. And words like that motivate me. It pushes me. For somebody to tell me that me, old country boy from the woods, their number one fan. So that pushed me. And when people say, you did a great job, you do this, I mean, I have a passion for my purpose.
Mm.
You know,
okay.
And this process will continue to grow. I just love, because I love people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's family. Mm-hmm. So I love. I could have been with this pattern tonight, mm-hmm. but I came for the people.
Awesome. People, listen, if you're inspired by people, you're for a very long time. People are interesting. People are very, very calm. Invite them to come over tonight. Invite them to come to PNN. I tell you, this poetry, he said he's going to start off cold, but I tell you what, that one right there got us thinking already. So we are ready. tornado. The pink tornado. I wonder if anybody wonder what that is. I wonder, listen, just let your mind just kind of, let your mind go around. The pink tornado. The pink tornado. Do you want to tell us what it's about? Do you want to read it first and then talk about it? What do you want to do?
Man, I don't know. Now, this one, it was in their mouth about something they don't even know about. Red, I got big and I got ink on the paper. And people, I tell you, they inspired me real good to write this one. I love saying this one, too. I be wanting to say around people that gossip a lot.
Well, let us hear it. We ready. We ready for it.
The pink tornado. When you talk, why do you curse? Do that make your words strong? In the streets, mind gone. Loud and have to be known. Remove yourself from that gossiping area. Leave them people alone. The same people that utter lies and still call heaven home. Don't have nothing to talk about, but can't wait to get on the phone. Tornado, that thing that cursed and blessed. Stop. There you go again. Please just let it rest. Seeking attention, got to be heard. Stirring up some mess. Yada, 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 all the time. How do you plan to be blessed? Constantly yapping all day long. Stuck in the devil's net. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not get burned? Don't talk, just listen. It's a lot we have to learn. For my mouth shall speak truth. Just listen to some of the clues. Thou shalt not bear false witness. I came to spread the news. Be slow to speak, quick to listen. There's no way that you would lose. Be mindful with your loose lips and protect your only soul. Tomorrow is not promised. Yesterday is way too old. We all know how the tongue is. Something no man can tame. Open your mouth, think it's a game, put yourself to shame. Who did it? You did it. There is no one else to blame. When you open your mouth to speak, that is not the time to play. Always be careful for whatever you say. Running your mouth can end your day.
The pink tornado. The pink tornado. My goodness. That's powerful. That is powerful. Did anybody guess? Had anybody guessed what the pink tornado was? I'm telling you, that is powerful. I'm telling you, blessing and like you said, blessing and cursing coming out of the same. No. That should not be. That should not be. And people should really give a more earnest heed to what they say and what they do. You know, a lot of lives get lost because of that pink tornado.
I agree.
A lot of lives get lost. I tell you, I'm just, that was powerful right there. It really makes you think. Listen, we're going to open the lines after the broadcast on tonight. For your comments, for your questions. So even as you're listening tonight, if there's a particular poem that that really touched you or that really moved you, just jot it down, and we're going to give our audience an opportunity to give Mr. Smith some feedback on his poems. Because, listen, I'm loving every bit of it. I'm loving every bit of it right now. And we are just so grateful tonight. And we're going to take a little break. And listen, as we stated, we have with us supplying our music on tonight because we know that poetry also comes in the form of spoken word, and our rap. And we are grateful that Christopher, this is Poet Hutchison, he's providing our music tonight. We weren't able to get him on the platform, but he was so gracious. He was so gracious to let us get some of his music, and he's out on all of the social media platforms, and we'll certainly tell you a little bit about Mr. Hutchison. This is Poet. He had a play on words. He said when he's ever since he was about 8 years old, he said that fortunately his parents recognized this rare talent and actively encouraged him to continue developing his writing and lyrical skills. His limited exposure to secular music also ensured that his early verses were centered around God. So throughout his adolescence, Christopher used his lyrics to cope with complex feelings of rejection and low self-esteem. In the late 1990s, Chris was introduced to hip-hop culture and began listening to various well-known rap artists. His love for music pushed him into secretly changing the lines of popular hip-hop songs into lyrics praising Jesus. Chris began living a double life, penning Christian rap songs for his family while secretly creating secular pieces. Listen at that, friends. So then in 2004, at the age of 21, Chris completely surrendered his life to Christ, vowing to use his God-given musical abilities and charisma as a method of presenting the gospel. Entitled Poetry in Motion, Chris began writing, recording, and performing gospel rap music and spoken word pieces, maintaining a focus on reaching the lost for Christ. His anthem in this calling became, "I don't do this for shows, I do this for souls." So his next piece that he is bringing to us tonight, his next piece of spoken word, his next piece of rap, is actually called Reaping. Reaping, reaping. Listen, while we are listening, we want you to go ahead and call a couple of people, tell them to come on in. The PNN is on. Again, this piece is called Reaping, Reaping, Reaping.
The word of God says in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, while the earth is in the harvest and the cold and the heat and summer and winter and day and night, I think my mind is made up that I would do the necessary in order to reap the harvest of souls for the kingdom of God. Yeah. There go. I give you everything I got. Never hold back nothing else. You desire all of me. You deserve nothing less. Gave me everything I need. The moment you created me. Spent my whole life in debt. Hoping that may end your please. Stay down on bended knee. Rise to another level. Taste the glory. Never had nothing better. Temptation flirting with me. She trying to make me choose. But I'm so in love with you. And the things that love it when you're talking to me. Whisper wisdom in my ear. I put wisdom on these beats. Hoping somebody will hear. I invite them to your kingdom. Tell them they're welcome here. Take these lyrics, break them down. Make the invitation clear. You have no competition. And so I have no fear. I'll just be your witness. Preaching the kingdom's near. Not ashamed of this gospel. Screaming from the rooftop. Fields are red and white with harvest. This reaping never stops. Say to be a witness, reach your soul to the kingdom. Leave my light on, shine so bright they never see me. They see him, present Jesus to me, reminding them that we need him. Jesus is Lord, he's the type of love you've been seeking. Say to be a witness, reach your soul to the kingdom. Leave my light on, shine so bright they never see me. They see him, present Jesus to me, reminding them that we need him. Jesus is Lord, he's the type of love.
The word of God also says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, but whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Yeah, Let's go.
I'm a walking epistle, been about my father's business. Everywhere I go, talking about Jesus being a witness. I've been commissioned to spread this gospel, that's what I do. Hear from God, write it down, 6 feet up, feed it to you. So eat it up, hope you enjoy. I call it soul food. Spirit man will get so home. He'll become this massive dude. Not by power, nor by might. Spirits and demons to flight. Soldier up, pull on your armor, tap into this tree of life. Through God's redeeming power, salvation is coming, man. Grace and mercy, beauty and bands to give you a second chance. This is the kingdom of God, and it shall never cease. I'm here to reap the harvest, watch the kingdom increase. Say this, be your witness, reach your soul to the kingdom, leave them my light. Don't shine so bright, they never see me. They see him, present Jesus to me, reminding them that we need him. Jesus is Lord, he's the type of love you've been seeking. Say to be a witness, reach your soul to the kingdom, leave them a light, don't shine so bright, they never see me. They see him, present Jesus to me, reminding them that we need him. Jesus is Lord, he's the type of love you've been seeking.
The truth of the matter is, we live in a day and time where people are so selfish. It's all about me, myself, and I, and not anybody else. Well, according to the word of God, I was saved to be a witness. So that's exactly what I would do. I do this for souls and not for the show. Hallelujah. This is poet.
Awesome, awesome. Do it for souls and not for the show. Oh, my goodness. It's reaping time. It's reaping time. It's reaping time. Listen, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. To come out to the PNN on tonight. Yes, this is a very different platform, but it was in the mind of God. So we're trying to reach the lost at any cost. It only takes one word to change a person's life forever. And we just thank God tonight. We thank God for Poet. This is Poet. We thank him tonight. Again, I tell you, I was listening through his music, making selections, and I was like, every song that I listened to had such a significant meaning, had a very impactful meaning. So I'm just grateful to be able to present his music on tonight. And listen, just want to let you know that you can actually follow This Is Poet on his platform. You can check him out on Facebook. His Facebook page. His name, This Is Poet. He's actually out on Facebook. This Is Poet. You can go out there on Instagram. This Is Poet. If you have Instagram, just go out there as well. Twitter, This Is Poet. YouTube, This Is Poet 8. So you can reach him in any way. You can reach him in any way. And then later on, we'll give you the information that you can book him as well. Listen, we just want to let you know, we do thank God again for these young men. So as you're listening, we want to let you know that, listen, we just want to be a blessing to them. We want to be a blessing. We want to help them out in their endeavors as they are journeying on this way. So we want to be a blessing to them. So we're going to give you their Cash App numbers, their Cash App addresses, so you can reach out to them via Cash App as well. Again, you can reach out to them on their social media pages. So again, we're thankful for This Is Poet for supplying our music. So listen, we have heard two of the poems by Mr. Smith. There's a Time was the first one, and The Pink Tornado. The Pink Tornado. That Pink Tornado starts a world of trouble. It starts fires. It'll set a forest on fire. It'll set the world on fire. That Pink Tornado causes wars and rumors of wars. But we thank God. We thank God that we know, hey, by his spirit, he can tame that tongue. Oh, yeah. Amen. He gives us self-control by the Holy Ghost. He tames that tongue. Yes, he does. So we're so grateful. We're so grateful for that on tonight. Well, we are ready. We are ready. We're ready. Bring back to the platform Mr. Smith on tonight. We want to bring him back tonight. We want to bring him back on tonight just to let you know that, again, we want to be a blessing to them. While you got your pen there and you're writing down those particular points, because we will open the mic afterwards so that you can let him know which ones you in particularly like. As well, listen, we want to give you his Cash App address so that if you want to be a blessing, you can be a blessing. Listen, there's nothing too small, nothing too great that you can be a blessing to him. He has a couple of projects that he's preparing for, so he's very eager and excited. His Cash App address is $NUT0. $NUT0. Okay? So if you want to be a blessing to him, again, nothing too small, nothing too great to be a blessing while he get his projects on the way. We are to have him here with us. We realize he could have been doing so many other things, but he elected to be with us here on today. So we're going to bring Mr. Smith back to the platform. We're just so grateful, again, that you've come to be with us. We are ready. We're ready. We're ready for our next point. If you want to tell us about it, if you want to just kind of let us know about it, what's the title of it?
Well, the title of the next poem is called True History.
True History.
True History.
Okay. All right. Take it away, sir.
All right, y'all. True History. I put the words together real. It's a masterpiece right here because, you know, when we talk about history, we don't get the real form of history. You follow me? So tonight I'm going to give you some true history. True history. The never forgotten entry. The necessary delivery in the 20th century. A very distinguished poetic documentary. True history is design, division of unity. Psychologically impaired thinking, not authenticity. Pay attention closely. True history is poverty, lack of equality, deficiency, a degree of mythology, the story from a contrary biography, 13 colonies of insanity, way beyond humanity. What a policy. Ideology of democracy, political, economic policies. The extreme violent act of treachery organized with perversity. This society have the tendency to tamper with a memory, using the sorcery of alchemy, the ultimate penalty, forced racially. Execution is the measurement of a country's civility, a lifetime of vanity. But it is our responsibility, literally, to achieve prosperity, stability, successfully seeking a greater efficiency, rising to the level of infinity with urgent integrity, despite the publicity, speaking faithfully through poetry, true history.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now listen, you said a mouthful in that poem. You said so much. There was so much that came out. Can you just elaborate on it a little bit to just kind of tell us where your thinking was as you began to write that, because there was really so much in there. So if you could just kind of enlighten us a little bit.
Truth be told, with this poem was actually clearly one of me. I mean, the words just coming back to back. And then I was writing the poem, I was like, yo, I can just do the same punchline, that way to get their attention more, they're relaxed and enjoy it more. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to use big words in this whole poem. So I love this poem. That's one of my best poems. I mean, it was very touching to me. Mm-hmm. You know, if I like something that I do, I'm quite sure y'all like, because I don't give myself that much credit. So on really? This point, I gave myself a lot of credit on this one. I really, at my drilling pump and now, I'm out of warm up. You know, I'm getting to swallow this water. I'm warmed up now.
True history, well, you put a lot out there. You put a lot in there. I mean, you went from one extreme to the other. You know, the true history,
mm-hmm.
the colonies, you know, what's going on in society,
mm-hmm.
Execution, what we were seeing in the news, all of that was actually packed into that poem right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could clearly tell that you had a clear perspective on what was going on and just had, you know, your ideology of, and you just so expressly laid it out that you could not miss it. There's no way that you could miss it.
Right.
And I think you really hit home on there, true history, I'm telling you, and it is. It is so much going on. But to be able to pack it all in a poem like that, that's a gift. That is truly a gift. I would say that's one of the premier ones as well. Even like your big words, I'm like, ooh, okay. Okay there. Intellect. Yes. Awesome. You have anything else for us? You have another poem for us, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, man, I'm by myself, so
okay.
Yeah, ain't no sense in running.
You're doing good. Go for it.
No sense in running. Well, since a man backed out, and he had his reasons why, and left a man by himself.
But so, you're holding it down, though.
Well, I'm
doing what I can. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, kind. I'm doing what I can. So with that being said, we're gonna do a poem called Man.
Okay.
That's real important. A man.
Okay.
It's real important.
Okay.
And I want to say something before I do this poem, man. Here's the deal. My thing is this. When you got men killing one another, shooting one another, actually for no apparent reason at all, then you have a man go to the grave. Then you have a man go to the chain gang. You have another man taking care of your kids, the one that's dead. And the one that's in prison. So the kids are wondering, Mama, where's Daddy? Where is Daddy? So you got to look at this picture. When you talk about men are becoming like dinosaurs, we're leaving here.
Wow.
Man on man violence. This poem right here really, I mean, I got into this poem, but it's a lot. I could do part two, part three, part four about a man. But I want to say something to the young ladies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you, I want to tell you this right here. It's not cute to be walking around with a man with his pants hanging down to his ankles.
Mm-hmm.
That's no respect for himself. And clearly, he has no respect for you. What about your parents, your family? What about your character, your personality? And you got Joker here beside you with his pants hanging down, with brown, anyway, y'all, I said, I don't know, man, this poor, I mean, man, but there's some great men out there. I know a man, for those single women, there's a man named Marvin Carroll. He's a great guy. All the single men. There's another man, he has a brother named Alonzo Carroll. He takes care of his wife. In and out, despite of what you might say about him or think about him, I watch him and observe him. Great men right here. Although they are my first cousins, but, I mean, I love my people. So I lift my people. I don't go in this war by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I got people. I have brothers also that are great men. I ain't going to leave my brothers out. My daddy, everybody. So we're going to go and get to this poem because my throat getting dry, and we getting close to 11 o'clock, and here we go. Man. It's a long poem now, y'all. So you're going to have to bear with me.
Take your time.
I mean, just bear with me. I need you all to understand. 18 through 81, your age don't make you a man. Having kids is not qualified. Paying a good job don't get you by. Only leadership, courage, one that stands when it's do or die. As above, so is below. The greatness of a man's works will always show. Men create every day. Knowledge also increase. But in this world, will man ever have peace? Will we ever escape the greed? Should a woman follow after our lead? What's the use of a man that can't supply her needs? Will a man rob Peter just to pay Paul from his brother like a low-down dirty dog? Real men go and get it. We don't wait for things to fall out the sky. Everybody desire heaven, but most men are afraid to die. Oh, man, can you tell me, how did your heart become so cold? Man, are you really a man, or do your spouse play that role? Are you man enough to love and cherish what you chose and bring to a flower that deserves a rose? Some men are caught up in material things, bloodthirsty for silver and gold. But what shall it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his soul? Women desire a man that loves to cook. Can one identify a man by the way that he looks? Smart men research and read all types of books and have the knowledge of knowing what other men took. It's rough for a man doing the best that he can when life is designed to be beneath the sand. When others throw rocks and hide their hands, corrupt your mind and steer your land. You're not a man without that gun. You sweet like honey stuck on a bun. Molesting kids that's having fun, surrounded by walls with nowhere to run. And you call yourself a man? It's called getting by. Seeing a man cry until I seen a man die. I never seen a faithful man live a double life. Always with Miss Parker instead of his own wife. Riding around the city in a Jag like he's bad. Take that shirt off, please. You're not the world's greatest dad. Mr. Superfly, new outfit, jewelry around your neck, living off another man's child support check. Yeah, you call yourself a man, and this is what you bring? I thought when you became a man, you put away childish things. But I am a man on a mission, calm and patient. Like a man going fishing, very humble, and love to listen. God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make Adam and Steve. If that relationship don't bear fruit, then one of you is going to have to leave. I am here to tell you to wake up. This world has fallen asleep. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This poor man is for all men, especially a man like me. For I am a man among men, but a man I became to be. Let not your heart be troubled. There is no such thing in having luck. A righteous man will fall 7 times, but I believe he'll get back up.
Thank you. between the founding and lost. We all have been, for we were born in the sweat. But only a few were chosen to live a life like this. Take that in consideration when you think of your children. To have children instead of what God chose you to do. It's a work. I ain't tripping. It's not a burden for me. This one is used by God. Lord, make the devil to me. Sacrifice, 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 sacrifice. Put God before everything. Even wife, make no assumptions in my heart. No hidden theories of boom. I just take this message translated to you. Man, I do what it takes to keep my head out the clouds. Jesus said he's all saying, like lightning fall to the ground. I don't do this for glory. Ain't orchestrating no show. I'm just giving history. Look on. Watch him talk on. Let's go.
SoundCloud, and you can get his music there. We do realize that we have lots of young listeners with us on today. So if you like that music, go out on SoundCloud and you can actually get it. This is Poet. Twitter, don't forget, this is Poet. YouTube, this is Poet 8. And AudioMac.com. The artist, this is Poet. If you like the music, listen, these are just a few. He has lots and lots of tracks out there. So certainly go out and patronize. If you would, please go out and patronize. Get one, two, three, get the whole album. You will certainly be blessed. Now listen, that last poem, all I can say is, man, oh man, man, oh man. I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, spoke to every, you know, part of man in society, you know, in life, in relationships. That was powerful. And I can't even ask you if you want to elaborate on it, because you have just laid it all out as a man, man to man, man to man. Do you find that many men like that poem, or have you not really put it out there? Are you just kind of putting it out there now, this the first time?
Well, I rehearsed it in front of a man or two. A boy, a fella, a guy. But the poem, man, is actually, that poem was easy for me.
Because as a man, I
agree.
Yeah.
That poem was pretty easy. I mean, truth be told, I could have, if I talk about man, I won't hear no more poems. Because I could talk about man all day long. Because them jokers, they're great men, but they're. But here's the deal, man. Don't. It's okay, because in 30 days I have a poem called Woman. Ain't nobody exempt.
30 days.
Yeah, we throwing jabs at everybody. Ain't nobody exempt. Ain't no curtain. We snatching all the curtains.
Okay.
We see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good thing. It's just love.
Mm-hmm.
Just poetry. I love you all.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, people. If people inspire you, the things they do, the things they say, their actions, their non-reactions, all of it just makes up the whole. That was beautiful. That was very, it was powerful. Had a lot to make you think. It really makes you think. Even as you were saying, you know, there's a lot of controversial kind of things in there too. And but that's okay. That's okay. It needed to be said. That's okay.
I wanted to step on some toes. It's needed. We're in the time now, because there's a time that is needed for a man to be put in his place.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're going to call yourself the head, then why see everything but your head?
Oh, whoa.
I'm going to leave it alone. I can't do poetry. I can go other places, but
mm-hmm.
I might give us poetry. So
All right. And even in poetry, would you say that gives you an opportunity to express certain things that you wouldn't otherwise say, or that you felt like it would be too controversial, but because it is poetry, it gives you a ticket to say it. Would you say that?
I have to agree. Okay. And at the same time, young lady, it's all about, at the end of the day, some people love to hear me speak, some people hate to hear me speak.
That's a good thing, though.
It's a great thing,
uh-huh.
because the people that hate to hear me speak, they want to hear me speak.
That's right.
You hear me?
That's right.
So, I mean, it is what it is, because here's the deal. When I do poetry, I want to say this. You need to put your emotions to the side, because it's just it's words.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that hate to hear me speak, that's fine. This is my passion.
Mm-hmm.
I got to vent some type of way.
Yes.
For those of y'all that know me, you all know that I don't hang around too many people. I love y'all, but I don't do you like that. So, I mean, because of the pink tornado,
mm-hmm.
and because of men, and mm-hmm. there's a time, and because of history,
right.
and I can go on, I can just go.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, man, love is the key to everything.
Absolutely.
Love. If you don't have love, you have to, it's just balance.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit and your flesh have to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not balanced in love, I mean, a baby can see that you don't, this love is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Your actions,
mm-hmm.
your body language.
Mm-hmm.
The way you react, your tone of voice, ain't nobody crazy. But without love, there's no next level. Remember that. Without love, there is no next level. So you can go to church, holler and scream, catch any kind of ghost you want to catch. But if you don't have love, that next level will never happen.
That's right.
Man, woman, and whatever.
Well said. Listen, I hope you are taking notes. I hope that you're taking notes, because we will, at the end of the broadcast, open the mic and you can let Ms. Smith know those pieces of poetry that really move you, those pieces that made you think. And I tell you, I think they all make us think. Yes, they all make us think. And I'm really, really enjoying this. And I can really see you going some great, great places with this gift. Listen, don't forget, because he is a new artist, he is starting his journey afresh. So if you would like to be a blessing to him in any way, you can certainly reach out to him via Cash App. And his Cash App address is $NUT0. $NUT0. He's a young man and he's aspiring to do great things, and he will do great things. And even started when we touched bases a couple of years ago, I could see this day coming. But listen, even for where he's going, it's going to be greater than this. You know what? I'm excited to be interviewing him, because this is, I think, your first public interview, correct?
I agree. Thank you.
Listen, you will be able to say, I heard him first on the PNN. Woo! Yes, I know him. I heard him. Yes, I have the interview. Listen, if you request the broadcast, you will have the interview. He's going to do great things. I'm telling you, keep your eyes open, your ears open, because I believe this name will be ringing. I believe this name will be ringing throughout. Now, we want to talk about, which we didn't get into, your poetry name. Your poetry name. I thought it was very, very interesting. So he didn't give it right then, but I think he's ready now. And if you would just kind of elaborate on your poet name.
Oh, man. The poet name. Okay. My poet name would be called Physical Experience.
Interesting. Interesting. Physical Experience.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Well, I look outside the box a lot. I look at things in other ways. So when I say physical experience, I am aware that I'm in a avatar body. And I am aware that I am experiencing the physical, sight, taste, smell. So I was like, yo, you know what? I might as well call myself Physical Experience, because that's all we all doing. If you really look at it, we experience in the physical. Because here's the deal. I look at myself as a spiritual being, not a human.
Mm.
Because this is what they told you, that you are a human. So when they tell you that, then you begin to think like a human.
Mm.
But I got news for you. We all are spiritual beings.
Mm.
That's why I say I'm experiencing the physical, the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
If that make any sense to anybody. And in the King James Version, it says that ye are God, meaning that you all are walking God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to call anybody God or creator, but we all have that part of that crystal.
Right.
We all are special. Mm-hmm. We all are spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you look up the word human, you might not want to be accepting to be called a human again.
Wow.
I am a spiritual being.
Wow.
I speak for myself. I am a spiritual being. You all are spiritual beings. We're not flesh. We're experiencing the physical.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I call myself Physical Experience. That's all.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Because really, you know, we are more spiritual than we are natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spirit of us that gives life, even though we're in these earthen vessels.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the spirit of God that gives us life.
Mm-hmm.
So when we die, this physical part, this flesh, this human part,
say that,
is going to go back to the dust of the earth. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, you talking on something. You're treading on something right there.
Mm-hmm.
You are treading on something right there. That is powerful. And I'm not going to go off into that. I'm not going off into that, because I'm telling you, that just makes that makes me excited right there. But you're really touching off into something that's very real. So I'm oh my goodness. Yes, we should all be having a spiritual experience.
That's right.
Yes. So our next poem, I think we are ready for it.
Okay, the next poem is called This Is Not a Dream.
It's not a dream. Okay.
So when you hear that title, the first thing you're probably thinking something about sleep, maybe even Freddy Krueger or something like that. But I want to say this right here. Those of you all that have a career in this area that I'm going to talk about, hats off to y'all, because we need y'all. But it's needed for – there's a time that a man needs to speak on certain things. And I think in this time and year and age that it needs to be addressed what's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's too much going on to be hiding things that was really happening. The people need to be knowing what's going on, and it's sad what goes on. And when I wrote this poem, it bothered me, but it also touched me, because you need people in this career. And you're going to hear what I'm saying after a while when I talk about this poem. It's called This Is Not a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am not, it is impossible for it to be a dream. I know what I saw. Another coward, officer murder, placed at the scene. We heard the gun go off. Other officers were there, and they too intervened. It happened right in front of his house. We watched his mother scream. An innocent young man shot in the chest. As the blood dripped down his jeans, I wish I was sound asleep, but this is not a dream. When the flashing lights pull you over, warning, severe alarm. The police are supposed to protect. You would think they would do you no harm. Then Officer Myrtle pulled the trigger. Another brother dead and unarmed. Now they put on a uniform. There's no need to wear the mask. The system will never do anything, so their guns will continue to blast. But how long is this supposed to last? When are we going to stand with some class and crash the system trash? If their guns continue to blast, then the reaction should be just that fast. Officer Myrtle's shot percentage is better than Steve Nash. Mid-range, trained shooters, bodies falling off the glass. This is not a dream. Question, if I may ask, is anyone aware that the future for the body laying in the grass? Trayvon Martin was walking down the street. He got attacked with no chance to fight. Congress signed the bill, but there were no civil rights. We have been lied on, talked about, mishandled and misused, treated unfair, disrespected. We have been abused. This is not a dream. Officer Myrtle, back on the scene. There is no escape from out of the lion's den. As soon as they clock in, another brother gets shot again. The majority breaks. The strong only bend. Pressure applies. You have no friends. This is not a dream. But you would think I was sound asleep. Wake up from your nightmare. We're no longer on Elm Street.
Wow. Reality. Yes. That was all reality. This is not a dream. Not a dream. It's not. It's really not.
It's real.
It is real. It is.
This what happens.
Every day.
This is what they don't show you. They show you some of it. Mm-hmm. They don't show you everything.
Mm-hmm.
You done got that bold and brave. They just do it right in your yard in front
right.
of your mother
right.
while she's screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? Something has to be done.
Yes.
Man, there's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's history going on now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's too late. We can't use our pink tornado no more. You have to be a man now. There's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we got bodies just falling because of people shaking with their fingers, with their pointing fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't good, sir.
Right.
That ain't good.
Right. It's time to take a stand.
Somebody got to do something.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
There's a time. This is the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's history.
Mm-hmm. Repeating itself.
I agree.
Absolutely. In a different setting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll gather together and use our pink tornado.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time
mm-hmm.
to talk
mm-hmm.
and there's a time to move.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There must be a movement. There must be to affect change.
I agree.
Absolutely. That's reality. That's real. That's real. Listen, I hope that you are taking notes because this is some very powerful poetry. It is very, very powerful, very impactful, you know, making us think, as we even said, you know, there are certain things that you can say in poetry, but you get the point. You get the point. That's the beautiful thing about poetry. It's like, It is presented in such a way that you know exactly the point that's being made.
Agreed.
You don't miss it. You don't miss it. By the time it all comes together, you got a full picture. You know exactly what's being said.
Come on with it.
I love that. It's expressive.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have a passion for my purpose.
Passion.
And this process will continue to grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And grow and grow and grow. Awesome. And what's your next poem for us?
The next poem is kind of off the wall, where they use a word called if. It's called If I, If You. Now, you probably be like, okay, what are you talking about now? But it's called If I, If You.
All right. So that sounds like you're going to be doing a play on words, kind of back and forth.
If I, If You.
Okay.
If you was the moon. You know what I mean? It's something that made it's creative.
Okay.
It's not the
Let's
best work, but it is mine.
That is.
So, if I had wings, I wouldn't fly away. I would just fly higher through the air within the spirit, away from my fleshly desires. If I wasn't conscious, would I be able to maintain? If you were the world, would you be able to change? What if we sit back and do nothing about it? Are we both considered for the blame? If I was like you, if you was like me, would that make us both the same? If you are to have 20/20 vision, then your view is the best it could be. Looking at all the wrong things, having good vision don't mean you can see. If I lose both of my eyes, does that mean I'm completely blind? If you were a mountain, will you allow me to climb? If I was a dog, will I bark all the time? If you didn't have a tongue, would that stop you from lying? If you was in the battlefield, will you fight with all your might? Without any help at all, can you survive through the whole night? If I was America, will I break all the rules? Take your rights and create things for the news? What happened to the education that's supposed to be in the schools? How can a child win when it's designed for them to lose? If I was a book of wisdom, will you put me down and leave? If you were really hungry for the word, will you open me up and read? If you were the air, will it be okay for me to breathe? Should I live my life based upon what you believe? If you were a blessing, will you bless me too? If I was old, could you make me new? If you are a religious person, will you commit adultery on your spouse? If you were to die in the act of your sin, could you just walk in God's house? If you were Job's wife, will you tell me to curse my God and die? If I was on both sides of the fence, will lukewarm get me by? If you were the truth, I and lie. If I was the other side, will I make it if I didn't even try? If you are the cloud, could you make it rain? If I lose my soul, explain what do I gain? If I yearn the next level, what should I desire here on earth? If you was blessed with everlasting life, will you take it for what it's worth?
If you. I'm telling you, I'm just mesmerized. I'm just mesmerized by this poetry. You know, as it goes, you know, as you're listening to poetry, it does put you in a totally different state of mind. It puts you in a totally different state of mind, causes your mind to ponder, causes your mind to think about what's being said. Truly, if I, if you, if, yes. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just mesmerized. I can only think of some of the things that you must be thinking right now, because this has certainly been a night of poetry, a night of sheer poetry. Sheer poetry at its finest. As we were sitting here, I just felt like it's just like we just shifted and we're on like national TV in front of a audience of millions and millions of people. And here we are, and these poems are going forth. And I'm telling you, there's a love for poetry like none other, and I'm telling you, this is really, it's really tugging at me on tonight. So listen. This young man, Physical Experience is his poet name. Physical Experience is his poet name, Mr. Nikita Smith. Listen, go ahead. He has several projects that he has before him. This is his first interview, and I'm telling you, he's doing an awesome job. I'm blown away. He's a natural at it. He's a natural at it, and we know that he's going to go places. So if you would, patronize him. Be a blessing to him. His Cash App address. His Cash App address is $NUT0. Real easy. $NUT0. Help him out. This is his first. I'm just in awe at his poise. He's very poised. He's very collect present. His stage presence is going to speak volumes. So we certainly do want to help him out. So if you would, go ahead and hit him up via Cash App. Hit him up via Cash App. Tell somebody about tonight. Now, listen, did you have another poem, or did we want to go ahead and start, open up?
You know, so then open up. If that's...
Open up. Go ahead and open up.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. If you.
Right?
If you, sorry about that. If you would like to comment, if you would like to, this is Mr. Smith's first interview. So if you would like to give feedback, if you would like to comment on tonight, just press star six. If there was a particular poem that really touched you, or that you want to give expressions to him, you can press star six, come over to the platform and speak to our poet tonight.
Hello, this is Calandria Smith. Can you hear me?
Yes, young lady. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Nikita. I just want to say that I am just so happy and proud of you and your accomplishments. I want to tell everybody that, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans. You know, when I was able to do a show there in Tallahassee, Florida, you actually opened up our gospel stage play with a poem, one of your great poems, and it was entitled "I've Got Something to Praise God For." So I'm forever indebted to you, and I appreciate you. So I love your gift. I just want to continue to encourage you to continue to push forward. I have some more titles to give you that you can work on in the future, you know. And I know I got to, you know, pay the cost and everything. That's right. So, you know, so I'm just excited for what God has for you. And I just want to tell you that our favorite in our household, we were all listening, is the man poem. That is awesome.
Thank you.
We're just excited for you. And thank God for your gift. You're truly
smiling,
a blessing.
Smiling. By the way, she didn't say, I'm going to go ahead and say it. That's my sister-in-law. That's my lovely sister-in-law, which is very tame, too. I thank you kindly, young lady, for your remark. And take care of that man in the house with you.
Yes, I'm trying to do that. I'm trying.
Great man you have there. A great man. Take
he
care
is.
Of that great man.
He is a great man of God, and I'm so grateful.
Love you, sis. Love you.
And it's so good to talk to you, Dr. Annette.
Thank you. Thank you likewise, doctor.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning
yes,
in to the show tonight. We're just so grateful. This is his debut, and we know he's going to go very, very far. And listen, if you would like to get in contact with him, we want to let you know you can certainly reach out to him for bookings or whatever. He's open. He's wide open. As you can hear by these poems and everything that he has, there's so much more that he has to offer. But you can certainly reach out to him. His number is 850 850-590-1292. Again, that's 850-590-1292. He's open for bookings, whatever, as he's already said, just give him a title. Give him a title, and he will certainly, listen, he'll certainly build it and produce something worth hearing. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else press star six? Press star six and come over on the platform side. This is the opening. Any words of expression? Which poem you enjoyed the most? Just come on over to the platform and let us know. Anyone.
Hello.
Praise, and we can hear you.
Hello. It was so different tonight. It's hard to believe this is his first interview because he's done so well. He's a professional. And my favorite, all of them was good, but my favorite one was the Pink Tornado and the men. And I just loved every one of them. But as I sit here and listen, it has so much meaning to it. And the other one, it was another one, I call it A Time and a Season, because it reminded me, too, of Ecclesiastes. And I just thank God for you tonight. I pray God blessing upon you. And like I said, it was different from what we normally do, but I enjoyed it thoroughly. I enjoyed it. And I've never had the pleasure of listening to a poet before, and this is my first time. But, oh, my goodness, I just loved it. And thank you so much for not backing out because the other one couldn't come. I thank you for gracing us with your presence. Truly, truly good. And I thank God for you. And I will pray for you. Thank you so much for your gift that you shared with us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your kind words as well. And I'm not done, ma'am. I'm going to give you one or two more, maybe one and a half, one and a third. I'm going to do something. I ain't going to leave you like that. But thank you for your kind words. See, stuff like that push me. Stuff like that moves me and motivates me. When I hear things like that, it makes me go harder. It makes me go harder. So, ma'am, I thank you for your delightful words. Very appreciative.
Awesome, awesome. Anyone else? Anyone else, just press star six and come over to the platform. Press star six. Star six. Anyone else?
Good afternoon, Dr. Bradley. This is Sister Packer. And to our great poet, I am so elated by your poems. They have great meaning. And when you want to get something across, God always got a way of getting it across, and you do it well in your poems. And I would like to say, continue on. Keep up the good work. Don't let nothing stop you. And if me, that's one of the favorite ones, too. And the one about the man, and it's a good thing that you're reaching out to the men, because it's time for the men to get back in their play. Thank you so much, and I encourage you to keep going on. God bless you.
Thank you, young lady. Thank you for your words. Thank you. I love words. Words. Great words. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am. What, a man got something to say?
Do you have any men on the platform tonight?
See how they running?
They're not running.
They
just trying to get over.
I got
to
get out. That's all.
Any men on the platform tonight? Can we get a comment from? Can we get a comment from any of our men tonight? Any of our men tonight?
Do your spouse play that role? You know that paragraph?
Star Six, go ahead, call
us.
Yes. We can hear you.
Hi, this is Ron. Hello, this is Ron Smith. How are you guys this evening?
How you doing, young man? That's my oldest brother right there. What up, family?
Not much, bro, not much. I've always listened to my brother's poems. I've always tried to encourage him the best that I know how, but, you know, he has those moments where he just kind of disappears and writes his own thing and come up with his own ideas. And I'm just his biggest cheerleader. So tonight I'm just proud to just kind of just listen in. And so I don't have a favorite, just to go ahead. All of them are good to me. So I just love to listen to them.
Thank you, bro.
So good job, bro. I just appreciate you not being afraid, not being I wouldn't use the word coward, but not being afraid of how people or what people think of you, and just
right.
You know, just doing what God designed you to do. That's good stuff right there, bro. Good stuff.
And you know, Mama told us, stand tall, son. Speak firm. So I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm gonna stand, bro.
That's
you
right.
Know how I am.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Don't get too relaxed. You're still on the line right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a good night. We're still listening. We're looking for some more poems tonight.
You.
We're still listening.
Yes,
all right, love
sir.
You guys.
Thank you.
Okay, love you too, man.
Thank you. Can we get one more? Can we get one more call?
Yes. Yes, this is Sharon Joan Boykin.
Sharon Joan Boykin, I know that young lady.
We
yes.
can hear you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, y'all can hear me? Yes. I just want to say, Nikita, you are awesome, and you're an original. All of them were good. I love the one about the pink tornado. I love the one about the man, and I love the one about this is not a dream. They all mm-hmm. had some really, really good messages in them.
Thank
and you.
For
you
that.
You're going places. You're going places. You're going to be going places.
Thank you. Cause that's my big cousin, Miss Sharon Boykin. That's my mother's niece. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, baby.
You are welcome. You're welcome. I'm proud of you. Very,
thank you, family.
Very. All right.
It means so much to have your family supporting you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they've come out in groves on tonight to support you.
Amen.
And yes. Go ahead, caller.
Excuse me. Dr. Bradley, this is Sister Pack, could you give me a quick call after the meeting?
Sure.
I'd like to ask you a question. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Will do. Listen, we want to let you know as well that this broadcast is recorded and that you can get a copy of it afterwards. We'll give you a number to text to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. This is the premiere. This is the one and only. This is the beginning of greatness being exemplified in the earth. And I'm so excited that guess what? He was here first on the PNN, where we're broadcasting into over 59 countries via blog radio, over 23 million listeners. We are super excited. We're super excited to be able to host tonight, Night of Poetry. We're excited and we hope to get some feedback. We usually get feedback from other countries. They actually write us in their language. And then once they write us in their language, then we translate it to English so that we can communicate. And then we communicate back to them and then translate it back to their language. So it's going to be interesting to hear what they have to say. We listen. This has just been such a touching night. And as we said, this is in honor of Evangelist Paula Everett. She was one of our PNN advisors. She was a poet in her own right. She always wanted to do this, but she's gone on to be with the Lord. So we're actually, this is an honorary program in honor of her. She was a great woman of God. And I tell you, it just gives us pleasure to be able to honor her tonight. I know she's smiling. I know she's got to be smiling because she loves poetry at the core. So I think I heard someone else on the platform. If so, go ahead, caller.
Yes, how you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you. How are you? Go ahead, caller.
Regina Carroll.
Caller. I think we missed her. Go ahead, caller. Okay, I think we missed her. Okay, I think we lost her. So we are going to go ahead and get one more poem, or is it two?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll go ahead and perhaps get at least, we know at least one more. If his adrenaline is really flowing, we'll get two. But we'll go ahead and get one now. So we're going to release the platform to you, sir, if you will. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to try. I got another poem called I Waited. I Waited. There's a lot of things I waited for, but I'm just going to make it real simple and hope you all enjoy this. We're running out of time, so I'm going to make this quick as I can. So this poem is called I Waited. I maintained my conscience when the people gave me advice. I put my trust in myself and took over my own life. No faith, no hope, for it is all in my mind. I know I will be successful. I waited a long time, looking out of the darkness to let my light shine. There were several sad days and a lot of crying, but there was also power. I kept on trying. I've been to the pit. I've been rock bottom. I've even been downhill. I waited a long time, yet I remain still with confidence in myself. The God in me is real. I've been up and I've been down, but I conquered all of that. I came too far to turn around. There is no looking back. There is nothing that can stop me now, for I am moving on. Can't nothing get in my way. The old me is dead and gone, stood in the sunshine and got wet by the rain. I waited and I waited. There was joy and there was pain. I waited to feel the wind blow. I waited to see my income grow. I'm ready to hear my name called. I'll be standing in the front row. I had a lot of thorns in my life, but today I opened my eyes. I waited for so long. I'm ready to receive my prize. The final days are approaching. We all have been on a ride. Tell them I gave it my all. I'll be waiting on the other side.
Now listen, I think that one has topped the list for me. And that one is most appropriate for this time. I waited. And even in the wait, I can see a new beginning. I can see things turning around. I can see all of that you waited for. I can see you coming to it. And I am excited. I'm excited for what my eyes see. I'm excited for what my mind sees in you. I am super excited. And we do pray God's grace. As one of our callers said, this has been very, very different. But we're excited because PNN is taking a turn. We're beginning to do some different things, and we're just so grateful to be able to provide this night of poetry. We're excited. I do see one caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Regina. How you doing?
We're wonderful. How are you? Thank you for listening.
You're doing good. Yes, yes. My brother called me out.
I know your voice, young lady.
Hey, bro.
Hey,
just proud. I'm like, all right. Just like brother said, we're proud of you. Keep up the good work and don't be afraid. Just let the Bible say, open your mouth and the Lord will, you know, he'll make room for you, you know, because he got bigger and better things for you. Just keep your head up and hang on in there.
Yes, my love. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, young lady. Thank you.
And as we said, listen, we want to give you the number where you can contact Mr. Smith. The number is 850-590-1292. As we stated, this is his new beginning. We're grateful. Want you to be a blessing. Patronize him. Send him something. Just send him something and let him know that you appreciated it. You can reach out to him via Cash App. And that number is $NUT0. $NUT0. So we're excited. We're going to watch him grow. We're going to watch God do great things in his life. We know that he will be back. We pray that he will come back and be with us sometime. As we stated, we're trying to make a different turn, do some things differently on the PNN. And I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. You want to hang in there with us. Now is not the time for dropping off. You want to hang in there with us. God has some great, great things in store for the PNN. We thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one, for coming out to be with us. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, your attention, your kind comments, your words of expression to our poet on tonight. Listen, I'm telling you, he held it down. We had two poets for tonight, and unfortunately our other poet couldn't be here. I'm telling you, he stood in the gap. His grandmother told him to stand tall. He stood tall tonight. He stood tall tonight, and we're so proud of him. We're so proud of where he's going. Like I said, his stage presentation is just awesome. It's just amazing. You can see greatness in him. So we're so grateful. Listen, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, and that number, we'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. That's the first one, 912-257-3918. You can certainly reach out to us on that number. You can also reach out to us. Just text us. All you got to do is text us. The next number to text is 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, you can reach out to us. You can go out as well to our Prayer News Network page. We house all of our broadcasts out there. You can certainly go out there and listen. Listen as often as you like. Send it. Can be blessed. Truly, this has been a blessing tonight. Again, go out to our Prayer News Network page. If you don't have Facebook, you can certainly reach out via the web. All you got to do is Google Prayer News Network. There you will see all of our broadcasts as well, podcasts. Those that like to listen via podcast, you can certainly listen via podcast as well. So we are so grateful tonight. We're so grateful. Like we stated, this has been a very different night, but very refreshing. It's a very refreshing night on tonight. We thank God for This Is Poet for providing our music on tonight. Were you not blessed? Listen, don't forget you can go out, get any of his music. His Facebook page is This Is Poet. His Instagram page is This Is Poet. His SoundCloud is This Is Poet as well. His Twitter page, This Is Poet. His YouTube page, This Is Poet 8. Also, Audio Mac, you can go out and order any of those tracks that you listen to on tonight. I tell you, this has been a night to remember, and I am so grateful to Physical Experience as well. This Is Poet for providing our music. This has certainly been a night to remember. We pray that you have been blessed. We pray that you have been blessed, okay? So listen, we're going to give you one more song on tonight. We're going to get one more song on tonight. And,
man, I was in a dark place in my life. Glory to God, he brought me out of darkness to the glory of his light. Wrote a song about it, like the air. Here it goes. I used to hear these voices that were battle for my mind. I tried to do good, and they were present every time. Make it through the moment, and they tried to search for wine. Whoa, wait a minute, hold up, stop. Going through the mud, trying to stay clean. Vision blurry, seeing what they seem. Crying now, can anybody hear me? Whoa, wait a minute, hold up, stop. Hey, they want to see me fell, I tell them, get in line. My praise confuses the enemy, watch them lose their mind. When I look for them blessings, they don't be hard to find. I just lift up Jesus, he presently send me, rain them down. It's automatic, I walk in obedience to his word. Got treasure stored up in heaven, the buddy he heard. I go then and he goes all out. I'm a witness, pay attention, I'ma show you what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm liberated, syndicated.
Tonight's broadcast. We are so excited again about tonight. And you want to let anybody know who was not here, let them know that they missed a treat. Don't forget, you can get your copy. Text either one of those numbers and we will send you your copy. So with that being said, we're going to turn the platform back over to Mr. Smith for his final remarks or whatever he wishes to leave with us before we close the broadcast on tonight. Mr. Smith, you have the platform.
No, I just want to thank the Pratt Network for having me. I want to thank the young lady, the host, for having me and putting this organization together. I want to thank all the callers, all the listeners. I want to thank everybody that wanted to participate. Because you know what, this young man to do with music. I don't know who he is, but
this is Poet.
This is Poet, young man. We got to hook some up. I mean, I don't rap, but you give me a beat, I can put some words together. We can make something happen. You know, ain't nothing like joining forces.
Absolutely.
I want to thank the creator for being ahead of my life, putting this together. I just want to thank my whole family, the people, and I don't know if we're going to be on air again, but we'll see what and how creative Miss Annette will be. And the next come, I might have to drag one of my aunties to speak a little bit. I speak with one auntie and just get more people involved. But I'm going to have a YouTube channel coming out soon, maybe in about 25 minutes. And it's going to be more than poetry on there because I'm very creative. I'm also a comedian. I clown a lot. I like to have fun while I'm here in this body, experience this body. So I like to laugh. I like to make people laugh. So it won't be just be poetry. There's going to be some things going on, dancing. I can't dance. My elements ain't no good, but I can create somebody else for them to dance. We're going to have a good time, man, because there's a time just to have a good time without running out of peak tornado. Because, I mean, history. I mean, I'm happy, y'all. I'm smiling. I feel good. I mean, we did what we had to do. I thank everybody. Thank you, Annette. Thank the network. Thank all the calls, thank all the listeners, and thank for the feedback. And don't throw too many titles at me. You throw some titles at me, work with me, we'll do that thing together. I ain't nothing like doing the force. Don't put it all on me, y'all. Come on, help me out, man.
That we shall do. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. We again want to thank you. Thank you, thank you. And come back tomorrow night. Again, tell somebody about the broadcast. Don't forget to text and get your copy. Don't forget to text and get your copy. And we're going to go out on tonight with our last song by This Is Poet, and it is called Hinder Me.
I'm taking over all my emotions. I bet y'all hold up for way too long. Keep that energy so
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.